Blog Talk Radio.
Outbursts of the world's fury and still forgive. May our prayers remain
Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Play some music here.
Thank you.
Let's get into the sermon for tonight. It's called Inexpressible Joy. As children of the Most High God, we are to be marked by contagious, unceasing joy. Through the Holy Spirit, we have access to an unending supply of joy that comes from the wellspring of a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. God longs to fill us with His joy that we might live the abundant life Jesus died to give us. He longs to make His children fashioned in the image of our Father, that we might share His unending joy to a world without hope. May you discover the greater portion of joy available to you through the Spirit as you encounter the heart of the Father this week. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, fills my heart with a longing to rejoice in ways that move the heart of my Heavenly Father. That scripture says, though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not see Him, you believe in Him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So what does it look like to rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory? Well, what would it be like to have our hearts so filled with praise that our lips can't articulate the overwhelming goodness of God? In the famous hymn, The Love of God, Frederick M. Lehman wrote, "The love of God is greater for us than the tongue of pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. We are designed to be continually awed by the wondrous works of our Heavenly Father. So great is His love for us that all the ink and paper in the world couldn't adequately describe the depths of His mercies towards His children. So infinite is His nature that the fastest vessel could never reach to the ends of His heart. And so powerful in His perfection that we as His children will never be able to stop singing His praise. Do you feel awed by God today? Is your heart wrapped up in the unfathomable goodness of His grace? Being filled with inexpressible joy is a natural response of seeing how truly God is good and compassionate and how truly broken we are. Joy is meant to be an overflow of true, tangible relationship with a God who has laid down His own life solely because He desperately longed for a restored relationship with us. As children of the Most High God, we must take time to allow Him to awe us. We must take time to wonder at His amazing works. We are created with an insatiable longing for fascination. We love to ponder on that which we will never fully comprehend. God created the universe as an example of how unfathomable and fascinating He is. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2 says, "It is the glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of kings is to search things out." He is a God full of a wonderful mystery. We are designed to search out His inexpressible joy, to spend time with the Creator of galaxies that the human eye will never see in a minute detail too small to ever behold. So Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." God is worth your life. The fullness of relationship with Him is far greater than any possession man could ever attain. The great mystery in all creation is mere reflection of the infinite, loving nature of our Heavenly Father. So take time today to devote yourself to rejoicing with inexpressible joy and to the revelation of how great God is. Allow Him to guide you into a new, refreshing depths of His love. May you discover today the treasure of restored relationship with your mysterious and fascinating Heavenly Father. Okay, meditate on the infinite and wonderful nature of God. Think about His creation and how it was all created by His Word. Reflect on the powerful and loving sacrifice of Jesus. Allow Scriptures and the divine nature of God to fill you with the fascination of inexpressible joy. Romans chapter 1, verse 20, for his invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, "But He was wounded for our transgressions, but He was crushed with our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and in His stripes we are healed." In Psalm 90, verse 2, before the mountains were brought forth, or you ever formed the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. So ask God to guide you into new depths of his heart today. Ask him to show you something about himself you didn't know. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you how to search out the incredible mysteries of God. So spend time resting in the presence of your Creator. The Creator of the entire universe is with you right now. The God who formed every mountain, star, and grain of sand loves you and longs to be with you. Allow the incredible goodness of God to overwhelm the tired and dry places of your heart. Psalm 63, verse 1 says, O God, you are my God, and earnestly I seek you, but my soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, as in dry and weary land where there is no water. So may we be people who earnestly seek God for the refreshment of our souls. May we discover the still waters of his presence that have the power to replenish which the world has dried out. May we run to God when we have need, knowing that he is willing and able to supply everything we need and more, and may a fresh revelation of God's love fill you with an inexpressible joy that resounds in everything you do today. Amen. I highly suggest you should read Psalm chapter 90. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. All righty. Now this brings us into the most important question of the day, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and not knowing which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in life and need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something so much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, or getting sexual morality, overeating, gambling. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, he has to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and push the 1 key. When you push the 1 key, you'll come on live and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. All righty. Okay, well, let's play some more music since we got no callers.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you tell the fake? my cup and my A guests on my love. Common tapes on deck, taking bites of dust. Still got the gang with me. Y'all rappers sound the same to me. They pray on me or pray for me. Fame for dweebs, I don't really like the lights. If I can't change the world, tell me what's the point? Rock and roll shirt with the sleeves cut. Burger socks on, no sneakers. Army green looking like Jesus. Give a fair dog to the meet us. Everybody needs to bra, yell out. Gang, 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 gang when you see us.
Thank you.
Let's take some callers.
111,
you're on the air.
Shalom, Kenny. How you doing, brother?
All right, Don. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. How, where were you the past couple days, my man? I was looking for you.
I just was taking some time to rest.
Some rest. Oh.
Yeah.
Rest is good, brother. Do you feel replenished for the Lord?
Amen.
Oh. How's Tony Farrar? Is he good?
Yeah, he's doing well.
Well, that's beautiful. Ken, I'm glad to hear it. I just called in, man. I wanted to be a part of the show tonight. I just felt like, I wanted to help minister to people, if that's okay.
It sounds great to me.
All right, brother, let's see who we got on the line.
Yeah, let's see who we got. We got one more person. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Okay. Television.
Oh! Hey, Kenny.
That wasn't me. That was some imposter.
Oh, well, Kenny, you didn't even let him talk, though, brother. Come on, man.
That's okay.
You gotta let him talk to... Maybe he just wants to
I'm not
going to
talk for myself.
Well, Kenneth, listen, maybe the man is just trying to be incognito, man. He just doesn't want anybody to know who he is. We got to at least see what the issues are first before we hang up, brother. Isn't that, I would say that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. We got another caller.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hello, you're on the air.
Okay. My family died in Tel Aviv, but I'm a flying cocksucker, okay?
Wait. You can't curse on the air, sir. Sir.
He's gone.
Sir. Kenny, you got to let me talk to him, man. I can't minister to him if he's not on the line.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Kenny, will you at least let... Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Oh. All right, Kenny. Well, it's your show. I'm just trying to help, brother. I'm, just trying to minister to people.
Yeah. He might have called back in. Let's see if he has. Hello, you're on the air.
My name's Alex Staples. Okay.
Wait. Hold on. Before you start, sir. No foul language. No foul language on the show tonight, sir. Please keep it godly. If you will, please, sir. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, we got it. Okay.
You stealing my persona. Okay.
Wait. Hold on. Let me. Hold on, wait. Let's take it step by step here, sir. Kenny, this man is saying you're stealing his persona. Obviously, that is not true, right, Kenny? That's incorrect.
Yeah.
Obviously. Okay, sir, that has clearly been debunked. Go ahead.
Wait, hey, stealing my name. Alex Staples. Okay.
Wait a minute. Kenny, your name's Kenny Fishman, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not Alex Staples, right? You would never use such a name, correct?
I have used Alex Staples, yes.
Okay, well, wait a minute, Kenny. Now, hold on. This man has a legitimate beef. His name is Alex Staples, Kenny. Why would you use Alex Staples' name? Kenny?
He is not Alex Staples. Okay?
I'll tell you what.
Alex Staples is a fictitious name I made up.
Kenny,
no,
this name...
No.
Wait. Kenny.
Motherfucker.
Kenny, wait. The horror... Sir. Please calm down, sir. Let's keep it godly. Kenny,
okay.
Are you saying it's a mathematical... mathematical impossibility that this man's name is Alex Staples? That seems like a fairly common name. Kenny, that's a common name, brother.
He's not Alex Staples.
Kenny.
I am Alex Staples, okay?
Kenny, his name is Alex Staples. What's the big deal? I don't understand why. Your name is Kenny Fishman. Why are you trying to claim two names?
Why are you bothered by it?
Because Ken is saying this man's real name isn't his real name. Why can't his name be his name?
Not his real name.
Okay, go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir. Alex.
Stole my identity. Okay. I use my credit card for the Blog Talk Radio. Okay.
Kenny, I'm just going to ask you if it's true. That's all I'm going to ask.
If you ask it, I'm cutting you off. How's that?
I just asked if it was true.
It's not true. I use my own credit card. Okay?
Okay. Pharrell, why are you so quick to kick me off the air? I was just asking a legitimate question.
Why are you so quick to be asking unnecessary, legitimate questions?
Okay, another call.
Oh, Alex.
Shalom. There was nothing but junk. Okay, let's try again. 111, you're on the air.
Don't hang up on me, motherfucker.
Sir.
Goodbye.
I'm trying to calm him down. I don't know why he's screaming, man. It's not godly. You can't call a godly show screaming profanity.
Exactly.
That's
why we keep cutting him off. He doesn't need to be calling a show and acting so ungodly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Be real.
That is fair. All I'm saying is to the man that keeps calling, if you're going to call the show,
sir,
if you're going to call the show, please be godly. No profanity. No innuendos. Just ask.
Too late.
Ask your question.
Three times. Three warnings. You're out.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
And then
Yeah.
I thought you were watching. Wait a minute, Pharrell. I thought you were watching UFC, man. Isn't that a fight on or something? Like two gay guys fighting or something?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, that's what I heard. You was watching the UFC, but suddenly you're all up in this show now.
Well, yeah, Kenny invited me in to answer calls with him. Isn't that Kenny's show? Isn't it Kenny's business?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Kenny, is there any other calls, brother? I'm really trying.
We're trying.
Yeah. Okay, what's his name? Keeps calling back in.
Who? Alex?
Yeah, supposedly.
You see if it's him. Was he calling on a 111 number? It might not be him.
It might not be him.
Well, Bo said he was calling in, so it might be Bo.
Okay, I'll
and
see.
If it's not,
I'll see if Bo's 111.
Good evening, Pastor Ken, and hello, Donnie, and hello to everybody.
Oh, I told you it wasn't him. Shalom.
Hello, Mike.
This is Mike Hunt, personal trainer. I'm very tired. I just got done with an 8-hour arm workout. But I do have news about Doug. Doug wears a cowboy hat. He thinks it's in style. He has dog shit in his yard. He just stepped in a pile. When was the last time he paid child support? It's been a while.
Never.
Doug saw a German Shepherd's asshole, and it made him smile. Doug watches doggy porn movies. He has several on file. He watches them with his boyfriend. His name is Kyle. This has been a Douglas Sidney Kosoff update.
Amen.
Amen.
How you doing,
Amen.
Mike?
Oh, pretty good. I'm exhausted. Lots of weight training. I think I would like to challenge Doug to a workout or to a boxing match at my gym. If he can sober up and do a week or two of training, we'll put some headgear on him. You know, we'll get him in there. I'll punch him up a little bit, but I won't beat him up too bad. But you know, I think Doug could use it. What do you think, Donnie?
You know, I think it would be interesting. As far as the headgear goes, you don't have to worry about that. Doug wears that 24/7 because, you know, on account of him hitting his head all the time. So I think you guys would be set. I think it would be a wonderful thing. I think you guys should get together, maybe, you know, get a couple rounds in. I know Kenny used to get a round or two in back in the day. He used to fight in the Army and whatnot, but I don't think, you know, that Doug is that. Kenny, could you train Doug?
Can I train Doug?
Yeah, you know, boxing. They were talking about boxing, brother. Were you listening to the call, Kenny, or are you tuned out, brother?
Yeah, I was listening to the call. Okay.
Okay, amen.
Yeah, I guess I could train him.
Well, you can try. You could definitely.
Yeah, amen. Because if we could get Doug working out, training, and boxing, then he will drink less, you know. Let's get him working out. We can bring him to my gym. You know, I'll put him in the ring. I'll beat him up a little bit, but not too bad, you know. And that'll keep him from drinking. And, you know, he could probably use a good ass kicking, you know, once in a while. But,
amen.
Yeah.
Very godly.
You could do shots between bouts.
Wait a minute. That's not godly. We're trying to get the man off alcohol, Farrar. Come on, brother.
Well, since Tony Farrar likes MMA and all this kind of stuff, why don't we do the GRM Octagon? You know, we can get Ashley against Doug. You know, I'd like to see Ashley body slam Doug through the mat. I'd pay to see that.
Oh. I'd like to see Ashley teabag Doug. That'd be hilarious. Oh! I'm sorry. That was too much, guys. I know that was ungodly. I'm sorry. It's a godly show. I'm sorry, Kenny.
Yeah, maybe,
forgive me, bro.
Maybe we could get Farrar to wrestle somebody. Who would he wrestle?
Not me. He would beat me up, man. I'm scared of Farrar. Farrar kicked my ass, man. It ain't going to be Donnie. Don't be Johnny. How about Johnny Longfeather?
Perfect.
Farrar would tear Johnny up. He'd take the headdress off and everything, and he'd wear it as his own. To his next drag show, he'd be dressed up as an Indian, brother. It'd be hilarious. Kenny, you got any other callers, brother?
Yes, I do, actually.
Amen.
Okay,
amen. Praise the Lord.
111, you're on the air.
Praise be.
Hello.
Oh, Lord.
Hello.
Is this... Hi, Rico. Or is this Kevin?
I know. This is no Rico. This is a Kevin.
I thought it sounded familiar. What's up, brother?
I have a question for the Paso King.
Okay.
A Paso King, I understand you have to wear a helmet for many of your physical activity, but do you have to wear it while you're doing a show?
No, I don't wear a helmet.
Why are you lying?
Mr. Kevin, is it Kebin? Mr. Kevin, I can tell you firsthand that Kenneth does not wear a helmet during the show. I have seen him. He's actually called into the Discord chat with his new camera, and he does not actually wear a head apparatus, if you will. So I think that Kenny is doing really well. He's going in the right direction. He sounds wonderful. The COPD doesn't seem to be grabbing a hold of him as much now. I think it's godly. I think it's the Lord working. So that is not true. Kenny does not wear a helmet. Doug is the one that wears the helmet. Just to correct you, brother.
Okay. I got one more question. One more. All right.
Go ahead, sir.
One more question.
Amen.
Do you ever fart on the air and it smells really bad and you got to put the microphone on mute and you got to walk away for a few minutes?
No.
Kenny?
No.
Well, Kenny, you got to admit, I mean, honestly, Kenny just likes the smell of his own farts, though. That's fair. You know, I mean, sometimes you like them, sometimes you don't. Kenny just likes his own farts. That's all that is. Amen.
There's a rumor going around that Kenny's farts smell like a cigarello.
Kenny, is that true or is it more of a poo-poo smell?
I don't sit around and fart, okay?
It's neither here nor there. We're trying to keep it godly. Kenny, I think I've got a friend calling in on the show that we can possibly help on a – are you – sir, are you – a 111 line, I think. I'm not positive. Yes, a 111. Please let this be the man that I've been trying to help for the last month. Amen. Kenny, is he on the line?
111.
Kenny.
We got Doug, though. Okay, let's bring Doug on. Hello, Doug. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Tony. Where'd big talkers guy go?
I'm right here.
Not you. Jeez. You wish. Can you even carry the show or what? You're just going to lie about Jerusalem some more. Huh? I hear crickets. I'm hearing crickets.
I know. I hear crickets. I don't hear anybody saying anything now. What happened?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it was Mike Hunt, the guy that was, you know, telling his little poems. Is he off the line now?
No, as far as I know, he's still here. He's still on the line.
What about J-Bo? Is he still there? Where's J-Bo? I mean, Rico.
I don't know. We got Keb on. Okay, he's not Rico.
Okay. Yeah. Can I talk to him?
Yeah, you're just too much for them. They don't know what to say when you come on.
Okay, well,
how drunk are you? How drunk are you?
Hey, there you are. How drunk are you?
Guess
how
what?
Drunk
I'm not
are you? How drunk are you?
I'm not going to say who, but somebody's making Doug T-shirts, okay? And it says Doug. Then Doug stands for drunk, old, ugly guy. So that's what Doug stands for. We got Doug T-shirts for sale. Wait till you see this.
I like that.
Thing.
I like
great.
That. Yeah,
beer,
I like
empty
that.
Empty beer cans. You got empty beer cans all over the place. Use condoms. Wait till you see this T-shirt. It's freaking hilarious.
Hey, you know what I call myself? The MHM. You know what that is? The MHM. That's the most hated man. How you like that?
No, there's no hate here. We need to get you off the alcohol.
Most
we want
hated
to get you
man. Easy. I'm the MHM.
Yeah, but you're not a man. You're not a man. Yeah, last time we checked, I thought you were with the transition. We didn't know what your status was. And okay, you're a man. Okay, that's what he's saying, guys. Let's use that kind of vocabulary so he doesn't get offended now. He's back
okay.
to being a man. I guess a real man drinks and, you know, scratches his
it
balls and leaves cans
it was
everywhere.
Midget, but I was the most hated midget. Then I grew
right.
up.
You know what? I don't have time for you. I got better things to do. I got leg press. Good night.
Yeah. Help your toothpicks out.
Any more callers?
No. No, we've got all the callers that's called in tonight.
Well, good. Let's put everybody on hold and play a song.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's put everybody on hold and play a song. Okay. God bless you, everybody. Okay,
yeah, good night. Have a good night. Take
you
care.
You too, Doug.
Night, Doug. Be blessed.
You too.
Okay. All right.
Water loaded to the dark pool.
Guys, I'm going to say good night. God bless. Have a blessed night. Maybe I'll do a sermon tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. Well, anyway, God bless you all. Have a great night. Bye-bye.